From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. NASA's plans for the International Space Station require a radical overhaul. That's according to an independent task force reviewing plans for the station. The task force chairman, Thomas Young, says that NASA should pursue a less ambitious version of the space station, one that would carry just 3 astronauts. But European nations say the United States isn't legally allowed to make such decisions on its own because the space station is an international partnership. NPR's Dan Charles reports.
The space station exists right now as a rudimentary dorm room and high-tech construction site spinning around the Earth every hour and a half. But this construction site is in trouble, at least if you're the one paying the bills. First, it was going to cost $8 billion, then $12 billion. According to the most recent estimates, it would cost $30 billion. And aerospace executive Thomas Young, chairman of an independent review of the space station program, says even the latest numbers are not credible. If you were building a house, Young says, you'd want to have architectural plans in hand and a good idea of how much it would cost to make those plans a physical reality.
If we didn't have good architectural plans, we might say we need enough carpenters to, it would take us about 2 years to do this house, and we need enough carpenters to do it for 2 years.
According to Young, NASA doesn't have that kind of information. And until it does, it should drastically reduce its ambitions. Young presented his recommendations to Congress today. He says NASA should concentrate for now on building the core of the station. It shouldn't bother with the hardware that's required for a full 7-person crew, for instance. And if NASA can prove within 2 years that it can build this scaled-back version, maybe it will earn the right and the money to build the whole thing. When Young presented these recommendations to the House Science Committee, Chairman Sherman Bollert said they made perfect sense.
What the Young Task Force is basically saying is, we're not going to buy you a Cadillac until we see if you can handle a Chevy. That seems like common sense, sense that has been sorely lacking in the NASA program management.
Bollert suggested that a Chevy-style space station might be just fine, but others weren't quite ready to reduce their goals. A permanent crew of this more modest station couldn't exceed what's on board now, 3 people, the same number as typically inhabited the Soviet Union's Mir space station for many years. One congressman called such a station second-rate, a space station not worth having. The Bush administration, in written comments submitted for the record today, endorsed the goal of a stripped-down space station. Even reduced, it said, it might cost too much if NASA didn't learn to manage its money better. But when Congressman asked Sean O'Keefe from the White House Office of Management and Budget what kind of space station the administration really wanted, O'Keefe danced around the question. Maybe, the White House representative said, NASA will get a chance to build its Chevy into a Cadillac.
If we follow the Young Task Force recommendations, and let's assume wild success at this time, we've got a fighting chance of getting there.
O'Keefe may suddenly have turned diplomatic for reasons of international diplomacy, because it's an international space station, a partnership arranged through international treaties. The European Space Agency is building a laboratory module for the station, but a crew of 7 will be needed to do much work in that laboratory. If the United States suddenly decides a 3-person crew is enough, it cripples work in that billion-dollar laboratory. Germany, Canada, and the European Space Agency all released copies of letters today that they've sent to the U.S. government in recent days, warning against unilateral U.S. attempts to redraw plans for the station. Dan Charles, NPR News, Washington.